elephants are his strong point. We call Bakuli little half-brother of the elephants. If he told me I'd find elephants in front of the New York Public Library, I'd believe him, for Bakuli knows. He could find Tembo, the elephant, when every other hunter, white or native, would say that no beast could be found. He could see things that are invisible to the rest of us. A bit of mud dropped from a passing hoof was full of meaning to him. He could tell what animal had dropped it. The bending of grass told him the kind of game that had passed, what direction it had taken, and even, at times, how long ago it had left its mark. Many of the plainer signs can be learned by anyone who spends much time in the wilds. But the slight differences in the way strawn grass falls to the ground, the different kinds of mud, and other seemingly unimportant traces left by passing jungle folk were full of meaning to Bakuli, when to us they were almost invisible. It fascinated me to keep up with him in the field whenever I could, for his knowledge was so amazing and interesting. And the way the old boy had of telling me things made it even more so. He would point out to me the different footprints, the sharp cut of the buffalo's hoof, which kills the grass it touches, the huge, soft print of Tembo, the elephant, which simply bruises the blades, the four-leafed clover print of the hyena, the water lily mark of the leopard,